A stadium reflecting the nomadic culture of the region is providing a home for football's biggest tournament. 35 kilometres north of the capital Doha, this is Al Bayt Stadium. It's designed to represent a Bedouin tent. The traditional home of Qatar's past has now become a place to welcome fans from around the world. The consistency in theme is evident right down to the detailing on the seats in these extraordinarily luxurious changing rooms. Ancient Arabic patterns, reminding even the most exhausted of players that they're taking part in the Middle East's very first World Cup. The workforce that made this all possible is recognised here. A picture of everybody who collaborated on the project. At peak times, there were more than 10,000 people on site. Construction began back in 2016 and was finished in time for the opening match of last year's FIFA Arab Cup. It's the second biggest stadium that Qatar has to offer, with a 60,000 seat capacity. 9 matches will be played here, right up to the semi-finals. If you've got deep pockets or generous friends, you might get to watch a game from here. The VIP suites will be turned into a 5-star hotel after the World Cup, part of a legacy plan for this stadium. That plan includes halving the stadium capacity, with the upper tier of seats here either being donated to another country or taken to a different part of Doha to help with the hosting of the 2030 Asian Games. The end of the World Cup will kick off a new chapter in the story of Al Bayt Stadium.